This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Sometime this year, Amazon is expected to choose the location for its second headquarters. We have some insight now into the bidding. State and city officials have released more than 5,500 pages of documents related to Amazon's second headquarters, or the HQ2 bid as it's known. This comes in response to a public records request from WBUR and other news outlets. WBUR's Asma Khalid leads our biz and tech team called Bostonomics. She's been looking through all these documents. You've been busy, Asma.
Yes.
So these documents are primarily emails. Give us a behind-the-scenes look at how the city and the state are trying to lure Amazon here. What's the main message?
So, Lisa, a lot of these emails are fairly prosaic. You know, who's going to work on what section of the report, edits to the bid, all these sort of basic things. One thing you notice is that a vast majority of these emails came from the state, not the city, which does make me wonder, you know, did the city have a more suave way of moving these conversations offline? That being said, though, I should say we don't have every email from the city. We just requested emails from the mayor, his chief economic aide, John Barros, and the city's economic development office.
So what did you learn? Anything surprising in them?
Let's talk first about the city's bid. And one nugget there that particularly caught my eye was an email that dates back to October 3rd. It proves that the city did have a conversation with an Amazon executive about tax breaks. Lauren Jones, who leads the city's business strategy, emailed Amazon's head of worldwide economic development, a woman by the name of Holly Sullivan, to say that the city was interested in talking about Amazon's offer to engage in a conversation relative to incentives.
So what have we learned about the economic incentives and why are they important?
So Boston's bid that we officially saw did not include any information about specific tax breaks. Back in October, you probably recall, Mayor Walsh did tell WBUR that Amazon's bid would not include any tax incentives. It was, quote, too early in the process. But what's interesting to me, Lisa, is that now we know there was a conversation about it. We unfortunately don't know what was ever said in that conversation. There's no information about the content. And I did ask the mayor's office about this. They gave me a written statement, and I just want to read you it here. It said, quote, in the first page of the Amazon request for proposals, the instructions encouraged applicants to ask questions of Amazon during the preparation process. The city of Boston reached out to learn more about the requirements and decision drivers specific to incentives.
So the Boston proposal focuses on Suffolk Downs in East Boston. Do we know that was the intent from the get-go or whether other spaces were considered too?
Lisa, I can't tell you for sure if that was the intent from the get-go, but what I can tell you is the morning that the requests for proposals were announced, by 9:30 a.m., the developer at Suffolk Downs had already emailed the city's economic chief, John Barros, pitching Suffolk Downs, saying that it was, quote, perhaps the only Massachusetts site that is currently well-served by the T, located within Boston, and is large enough to accommodate Amazon's requirement.
Let's turn to the state now. Anything surprising from those documents?
So, Lisa, a lot of those, again, were fairly routine. They came from the Office of Housing and Economic Development. But there were a few things that gave us a glimpse into how the state tries to lure a company to Massachusetts. And, you know, you can see by these emails there was a real effort to understand what Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos wants. In fact, in one email, a government employee actually sent around a chapter of a book on Amazon called A Technology Company, Not a Retailer. And he advised his colleagues that apparently Jeff Bezos has an aversion to PowerPoints. And so instead, the state's bid should really focus on the narrative and should avoid PowerPoint.
How did the city and the state go about putting together these bids? Did they try to get companies or universities to write endorsement letters?
They did. And ultimately, we saw that in the bid, that a number of local companies and universities were writing letters of support. But Lisa, one email actually caught my eye for sort of the opposite reason. It was a company who said, no, we're not going to write a letter. It was from Fidelity to a state official.
Yes,
a big company here in Massachusetts. And in this email, a Fidelity exec acknowledged that Boston is the company's home, and so obviously it wants to support businesses locating here. But, quote, unfortunately, we will not be able to submit or co-sign a public letter at this time. We have significant presence in several states that are in competition for Amazon's HQ, and officials in those states are undertaking similar outreach to business leaders. As you could imagine, our public support for one state could be misinterpreted as a vote of no confidence in another.
So that must have been kind of disappointing. Was there any pushback?
So I did see an email following up from a state official who said that he understands, but he wanted to confirm because Fidelity has such a strong connection to Massachusetts.
WBUR's Asma Khalid with our Bostonomics team telling us what she's learned from newly released documents about how the city of Boston and the state prepared bids for the new Amazon headquarters. Asma, thank you.
You're welcome.